Sitting on the edge of the circular hole cut in the floor of the mighty four-engine British Halifax bomber, her legs dangling down as though she were a child perched on an adult's chair, Elžbieta Zavadska, nom de guerre Zoe, considered her likely fate. A few weeks earlier, she had scraped through parachute training at an airfield outside Manchester. Her aching ankles were still tightly bandaged after a series of hard landings. Night drops were the hardest to master, as distances were deceptive in the dark, and telegraph wires or even trees were often impossible to see until too late. Now, Zoe risked a vertiginous glance down through the open hatch, where her legs were taking the full force of the wind that also whipped around the hold space. Absolute darkness. It was almost 2 in the morning, and although there was a full moon, scudding clouds obscured the light. But if she couldn't see the depth below, Zoe could feel it. Hundreds of feet of emptiness. Gripping the reassuringly solid lip of the hatch, she felt the chill from the cold metal run up her arms. Even if she survived the drop, Zoe knew that the Gestapo were hunting for her in the towns and cities of occupied Poland below. Her younger sister, clever, sweet-natured Clara, had been arrested over a year earlier and had not been seen since. Their brother, Egon, and cousin Leonard had both been transported to Auschwitz. Zoe had no idea where her parents were, but knew that, if the Gestapo had traced them, they would probably have faced brutal interrogation before imprisonment or execution. Yet, having started the war, digging anti-tank ditches and making petrol bombs to throw at enemy forces in the face of the Soviet advance, she was not about to give up on her hard-won mission because of Nazi German terror. Somewhere beneath her, Zoe knew, a large and defiant resistance movement was waiting for her return. Her dearest friend, courageous Mariana Zavadzinska, was probably also awake, coughing into the night as she worked out ciphers in her chilly Warsaw attic room. Zofia Franio, a qualified doctor, sometimes tended to Mariana when not busy with the all-female demolition units that were making such an impact across the country. Waiting most avidly, however, was Emilia Malesa, head of the foreign communications team with the Polish Resistance Home Army. As effortlessly elegant as she was ruthlessly efficient, Emilia had at first intimidated Zoe, but years of shared clandestine endeavour had brought them close. Now Zoe was bringing back new orders from the Polish Prime Minister and Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, exiled in London, that would have a profound impact on all their lives.